Well, welcome everybody. Happy Tuesday morning. Hope everybody's doing well. Darren Saul here, your host of Playing With Perspective, the Suspended Animation Podcast. Episode 52 today, and I have the lovely Divya Darling in the studio. And we're going to be chatting about why and how you should train your brain. So this is a topic that's always fascinating to me. Because, mindset and how you think governs everything that you do. But before we jump into that, I'll just give everybody a little rundown on who Divya is. So Divya Darling is a brain trainer at the Intrinsic Brilliance Institute, or IBI. Combining science and spirituality, IBI operates an online mindset gym called Your Success Code, packed with the best tools and techniques to cultivate a success mindset. She's also the equivalent of a personal trainer for entrepreneurs who want a customized program to enhance their resiliency, resourcefulness, and relationships personally and professionally. So good morning, Divya. How are you doing?
Good morning. Good morning, Darren. So good to be here with you today. I'm playing with perspective. Two things I love, playing and perspective.
I love that. I love that. Yeah, I thought when I first came up with the name, I thought, I'm going to have something that's a bit fun and something that's a bit of a play on words. So I thought that can be used in many different contexts. So I thought that'd be a good one.
Such a good one.
Awesome. So now, Divya, before we jump in, tell us a bit about you.
Yeah, well, if the American accent didn't give it away, I was born and raised in the US. Mm-hmm. I expatriated to Australia in 2010. It was my life's goal to move to Australia, and I thought, I'll come to Australia, and then I had, in psychology we call this phenomenon impact bias, the idea that I'll change the external world, then all my problems will go away, everything will be better. And even though I had studied psychology and neuroscience, even though these were what my degrees were in, uh-huh, I still thought, like, I'll move to Australia, then I'll be happy. Then I'll be
right.
And so when there I was, in having expatriated to Australia, and when I was hit with another bout of suicide ideation, which was my fourth at the time, on this I would go through waves of the intensity of how much I wanted to not live in a particular season. And when that hit me, that's when I really kind of started my journey inward. Because I realized that, by that stage I had seen the pattern, and it, kept happening every 4 or 5 years. I would get hit with these, this desire to not be here anymore, and I have learned so much along the way, and then all of these unconscious beliefs that I didn't even know I had, that I was holding on to, like, I'll rest when I'm dead, because really what would happen is I would get really overwhelmed with all the things that I had going on, and I'll rest when I'm dead is one of the things that my mom, who's also a busy entrepreneur, would regularly say. So this craving for, I just want to kill myself was really linked to, I want to rest. I just want to rest. So, burnt out and on the brink of breakdown, I found myself in this this path that I'm so grateful for. I'm so grateful for.
Amazing.
A little bit about my
and since, in that time, did you go and study much more about the subconscious and psychology and psychotherapy and all that kind of stuff?
So I had studied, my degrees were the neuroscience, psychology, cognitive science, those were my uni degrees. And since then, I've done a lot of studying in terms of transformation modalities, like neurolinguistic programming, multiple brain integration techniques, different transformation modalities, and really understanding the body and what the body holds on to, and
Wow. It's fascinating stuff. It's powerful stuff and it's deep, you know?
Yeah. It's life-changing. When we actually dig deep into the recesses and the crevices of our minds and discover what's really there, like, it is absolutely incredible.
Wow. And, you know, it's something that I'm hearing a lot lately, and I've interviewed a lot of amazing mindset coaches and psychotherapists on the show, and we're hearing more and more about mindset and, you know, internal dialogue these days. And why do you think that's all of a sudden hit our radar? We never spoke about it as much before. Why now?
I think my sense is we as a collective consciousness are coming to a point where we're realizing that all of these years of, let me look external, I'll get the house and the car and the kids and all of this focus on, let me get all the things externally, and just realizing, oh wait, it's not there. The thing that I was looking for, I'm not going to find it there.
Yeah.
And I think about, you know, people spend hundreds and thousands of dollars to be comfortable in their gorgeous homes and drive these cars. And if we're not content in our own bodies and beings and in ourselves, wherever we go, then that, what's the purpose of that? And so my sense is, with consciousness that's rising, more and more people are waking up to the fact that it isn't out there, actually. It's in here. It's in here. And the way that we think is the starting point of how we start to unpack what's going on inside our systems.
Absolutely.
And change our reality, reinvent our reality.
Yeah, and it's hard work. Like, this is powerful stuff, and it's, you have to really, it's confronting, and you have to do the work. So a lot of people probably shy away from it and try to band-aid it with, I'll be happy when I acquire this, when I get that, what can I buy, you know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be hard work. It can, things like your success code, when you have the right tools, supportive community, it doesn't have to be hard work. It can be playing with perspective as well, like a fun game that we have when we're, you know, gamifying our existence.
Love it.
The confrontingness comes from the bit of, I don't know what I'm going to find. I don't know what I might discover. And so when you're journeying with people who have done it before and are quite comfortable in knowing, relax, like, you're not going to find anything that the rest of us haven't found, because we're all human, and all of us humans have the same, you know, there's our same fears, same needs, and so we'll figure out what flavors they are.
And what's your take on, you know, nature versus nurture? And some people have a certain mindset disposition which is different from others. What's your take on that? Or is everybody just, you know, on their own journey, and at some point we all have to really start journeying inwards?
Well, actually, we address that. We have a great masterclass called Success Simplified, and that can be a free giveaway for your listeners. We actually talk about this topic.
Awesome.
We talk about this topic, traits versus states.
Okay.
And this, the idea of, these are my character traits, I'm just like this.
Yep.
Nature versus nurture, our states, what are our states of mind? And so our traits are, let's think of our traits as the concrete building blocks of who we are.
Foundations, you know? Of who we are. Yep.
Yeah. The
chassis.
Yeah. So a trait that I have often been called is joyful, delightful. These could be traits that I'm called. And yet traits come from states that are repeatedly practiced over time. States being what's fleeting in the moment. And the states that we rehearse again and again and again is what become the traits, right?
Gotcha.
And so when someone talks about nature versus nurture, I do think about how, so I have a client and a friend who I've served for many years. She is a bubbly, jazzy, sparkly being, and she grew up in a family that thought it's important to blend in rather than stand out. So her natural essence was kind of squashed as a child.
Yep.
Right? And so I think what I know to be true is the degree of distress we feel is how far away we are from our truth. Yep. Some of us are quieter in our truth. We sit more quietly in our being. Some of us are louder in our essence and our, but that is who we are, and whether we have an environment that fosters that and actually helps us tune into that, that's where the role of conscious parenting comes in. And that's a lot of what I focus on as well with the people that I work with is, wow, first self-parenting. How do we parent ourselves? We all need a degree of self-parenting.
Yeah.
So that we can then give that gift to others. So we win.
I love that. Trait versus states. I've never heard of it that way, but I really like that. That's really cool.
Check out the masterclass. There's so much goodness in that. Short snippet of the simplified masterclass.
And so tell us a bit more about what you do, how you do it, and who you do it with. Do you specialize in any particular niche or particular, you know, profile? Or tell us a bit more about exactly what you do.
Well, what I do... funny, I was chatting with Callie about this yesterday. Callie from Blown Away Hair Salon. Talking about someone who just the idea of like, oh, I wouldn't pay for someone to talk to me. Right. I wouldn't pay for someone to talk to me. She was saying someone she knows that has that impression, and she wouldn't, like, she suggested referring them. And then laughed and said, little does he know that you don't talk, I do all the talking, you just listen.
Exactly.
So what I do, I'm trained to pick up on the cues that your unconscious leaves.
Yep.
And those cues will show up in a variety of different ways. They'll be in your sentence structures, they'll be in your eye movements, your facial expressions, so your nonverbal.
A little bit of NLP there, a little bit of NLP, yeah.
Yeah, so they'll be in a variety of different facets that reveal what's going on for you and how you're constructing your reality.
Gotcha.
And I listen for that, and I listen for the points of alignment and misalignment,
yep,
and where the leverage point is to bring you closer to what it is you actually are deeply desiring. Gotcha. That's one facet. That's what I do when I work with people one-on-one.
Gotcha.
In your success code, our online mindset gym, we have our focus sheets are basically, we talk about them like Legos, the essential building blocks that every person needs for a success mindset.
Right.
And success being how you define it, what it is that you are actually going for in your life. What do you want? No two people have the same idea of what that is.
Yep.
And so it's a really personal journey of self-discovery, understanding who you are and what it is you really, truly, deeply want out of this experience of life.
It is.
Yeah.
And it's always changing, you know, like it's the old cliche of, you know, when you're young, you think you know everything. And then as you get older, you realize how much you didn't know back then, because you start to understand yourself better. And then you can only imagine that in another so much time, you'll understand and you'll say back and you'll say, I really knew nothing even then. So it's fascinating stuff.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The master is the one that knows they know nothing.
And yeah, absolutely.
So I totally agree with that. The knowingness that, you know, I will work it out as I go. And so really that's what this is about. It's learning the learning mindset. Yep. Learning how to empty from the things that we think that we know, because a lot of what we think we know is just conditioning.
Yep.
Not actually true, and clear ourselves out so we can truly live an experienced life.
Isn't that nice? Beautiful. So now, have you got any examples to share? I'd love to hear a couple of examples of how you've really helped businesses or entrepreneurs win, or it might be a, you know, an individual.
Yeah, well, yesterday, Kelly had said it, when we were doing her program progress review, she rated her program as being very successful and said it was because of the connectedness of her relationships, how much more connected her relationships are, and how much more joy she feels day to day, and how much more confident she feels.
Yeah.
Right? So that's one example. Another example, a friend and client that I've served for a while, Carl Taylor, the CEO of Automation Agency, he had his most profitable year in business after being in business for 18 years.
Wow.
And so really it's the better we understand ourselves, the better we can leverage who we truly are to create the impact that we're here to make, and how that's going to show up for us, yep. Whether it's in like every aspect of life is enhanced. I have a testimonial from a client who in his first year of working with me said, my wife and I have been together for 13 years, but it feels like we just started dating again. Wow. And that was, you know, on the tail end of a testimonial, it was like, oh, my personal investment portfolio is doing really well. My business has gone from profit to from loss to profit for the first time in 3 years. And, you know, so there's lots and lots of different ways in which people, in which alignment translates into real world results.
Yeah.
And it's different for every individual based on what their goal is. Usually the key areas we focus on are business, relationships, health, and feeling of purpose and vision.
Gotcha. And that's really fascinating. I can imagine that people would come to you and say, I need better results in my business life, you know, or in my professional life. And that's all they're focusing on. But then they realize after that, after they've gone through a program with you, how that's manifested in their personal life and vice versa. And so everybody's realizing that this is all connected. This is holistic.
Yeah.
It's not just, you can't just live in one sphere. It's not that easy to compartmentalize your being.
Well, holistically, we do have a systems approach to it. And the truth is, wherever we go, we bring ourselves. We take ourselves, into everything. And so even if that's their focus at the moment, the benefit of saying, okay, I'm going to put my attention here, it's still going to show up in other places. Okay. Because our approach is like deep core, who are you being? And with the focus on that, you cannot not notice transformation in multiple contexts.
Okay. I mean, I'd love to know a little bit more of the detail of how you do this. Like, obviously, every person's different, every situation's different. But what's the structure to your program or how you work with people? Is it just one-on-one? What kind of levels do you get to? How does it? Tell me a bit more about how.
Yeah, sure. Okay, so with your success code, we have different membership levels.
Okay.
And our Discover membership level is basically you have access to the focus sheets, okay. Which are those building blocks, the Legos, and like no one piece is going to radically transform your life, but if you actually collect them, and these focus sheets are written for the unconscious mind. So you read them or listen to the audio version and go about your business throughout the week ahead. You know, they're designed for people to integrate into their lives, because so many programs out there, like, we don't have, when people, particularly when they're feeling full and overwhelmed, like, who has time for to add another thing, right? But yep. These are, listen to this. Like, if you don't have 10 minutes when you're on the toilet, then like, then you particularly need this, right? There's no one that, you know, can't find 10 minutes to listen to this audio. And it'll change the way you start to see the things in your life that week. So that, 1 week at a time, one building block at a time, these are the principles of adult learning, layered learning.
Wow.
And so we get these building blocks, and it's not till the end of the program that people are like, wow, I didn't notice how much was changing because it was so gradually and incrementally. We're not about the, like, it, when it's sustainable change, it's bit by bit because you're rewiring old neural networks, right? Yep. So the unconscious change can happen in an instant. And when I work with people one-to-one, I kind of do a bit of that. The reason why your success code supports it, like anyone I work with one-to-one also is on program your success code, because that is rewiring the conscious mind to be fully aligned. So all systems are in sync. Systems are in sync, right? It's not just you've had this flash of insight, but you don't know how to put that into your daily life. That's not how it works.
That's absolutely fascinating. So you spend, like, a lot of the program is just people allowing your material to work on their subconscious mind while they're doing other things. They're not actually actively exercising anything in particular. It's just happening all in the background until maybe later on in the process.
Well, what we suggest, so with the focus sheet, there's reflection questions in them. So you listen to the focus sheet, and then you're thinking about these reflection questions as you move through this week. Okay. Notice. And then there are these reflection questions. And so the invitation is, it's like, listen to your focus sheet at the start of the week. Yep. And look at the reflection questions. Pay attention to the reflection questions at the end of the week before your next week's focus sheet.
Gotcha.
And week by week, that's how it builds. We also have part of the program, when you're on the Discover membership level, you can listen to the audios rather than join live. We also do weekly coaching called Life Labs.
Okay.
Well. Life Labs is our group coaching that if you're on the next membership level up, Cultivate, you can join that live. And that's where you ask questions and speak to people. Those are the ones that really would like to talk things through. So part of this program is recognizing people learn in different ways. And some of us really need to talk something out. And that's what Life Labs is for. Wow. And this program, when you're on the Cultivate membership level, you've got a buddy that is there to support you in the process. And the buddies are people who have been through the program at least once before. Because what tends to happen after the first year, people completing program, they're like, wow, I want to do it again. And so then they'll go through another round and get a deepening. And one of the main reasons why people find that change doesn't stick is because they don't stick with it. Gotcha. They don't stick with it. They go from this to this to this to this to this to this. And it's the equivalent of, like, if you were going to climb up the stairs and you walk up three stairs and then you're like, no, I'm not really sure about this. And you go down and go about it, like, no, maybe I'll try this third and then go. And then you don't actually get to the thing that you want to go to because you don't keep going up the same flight of stairs, one step at a time. And that's why we have a year-long program. People are like, why a year? Why? Like, so many people out there sell 6-week courses to 8-week courses. I want to sell them. Like, for us, we want the thing that's most impactful.
Yeah.
Like, that's what's, you know.
Change the thought and change behavior and change your life.
After a year, you've been through all the seasons, so you've had enough time for mental maturation and kind of saturation of what it is that you
want. Wow, it's total, almost so, like totally re-brainwashing yourself.
Yeah, brain training. Brainwashing is what happens when we're not conscious. Brainwashing is what happens when we're unconscious, when we're kids.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, that like, we take on a lot of stuff. Because there isn't an ability to say, do I want to let this in? This is the process of awakening consciousness that we can consider, does this serve me? Do I want this? Is this useful? Is this in alignment with what I desire right now?
Now, this is consciously training your subconscious. Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I like that.
Exactly.
Consciously having an awareness about changing your subconscious.
Precisely.
Rewiring your neural pathways and your subconscious.
Correct.
Cool.
Yeah. Dismantling the associations and creating new ones.
Very interesting. And so where was this program developed?
So years ago, when I first started the Intrinsic Brilliance about just over 6 years ago now. And at that stage, And that's when I met Deb Mays, who we met in a training together, and we just were drawn to each other. And when we first met, she served me as a coach. I had a conversation with her. She's exceptionally skilled in her craft. Taught me everything I know about quality coaching, and I had one conversation with her, 30 minutes, felt like a casual chat, and that week so much shifted. So much, like I recorded a video that I'd been procrastinating on for 2 months. I started a project that, I designed these gratitude journals. I'd been thinking about this project for over a year. I'd been thinking about it, but not done anything on it. And then I'd even signed, at that stage, a diamond client, which was my premium package, which I was only 3 months into business and I hadn't done that yet before. No one had bought that package yet.
Yeah.
I'd only sold the lower level packages. And so all of that happened in the span of a week. And I was like, I'm certain it was something in that conversation that shifted. And I didn't quite know what it was, but whatever it was, I wanted more of it. And so that's when, that's the kind of feedback I get from my clients now, which is amusing to me because I remember what it felt like when I was on the other end, like, I don't know how you did this magic. now I know, but then it was just noticing the results in my life.
Yeah.
And so at that stage, Deb had written this program, and at that stage it was called the 5-step system to excellence, and it had come from the fact that she realized after all the coaching sessions, like, there were certain patterns that people needed to be aware of, and she didn't want to use the coaching time to educate them on, you actually really need to understand this about how you construct your reality.
Right.
So she would use the coaching time to support the person, make the shift, and then create a resource and send them this resource. And that's where the focus sheets originally came from.
Gotcha.
To support her clients. And then packaged it into this, it was called the 5-step system to excellence. And so I was like, okay, I wonder, could I use that with my clients? And so from that, it became the excellence program. And from the excellence program, about how many years ago was it now? Maybe 2 years, we rebranded into Your Success Code. So it's been evolving for many years. So it's like a decade in the making, and it really, you know, both Deb and I are highly qualified in what we do. So unlike a lot of those courses that are by people who have gone to a weekend seminar or a, you know, and like, oh, create a course and create a stream of passive income, and they have a course on mindset.
Yep.
We don't even really call it a course because it's a 360-degree coaching program.
Yeah. And it's for a year. This is no weekend away course. This is serious business.
Yeah. And when you're on the accelerate level of membership level of Your Success Code as well, you get some one-to-one support with us.
Wow.
In that as well, and a really, really cool thing called real-time rewiring. I don't know anybody else that does real-time rewiring.
Cool.
Something that we offer.
I just love that concept of rewiring your brain. That's so cool.
Yeah, well, it's what we all need to do, because if we don't do that, we're not. Well, the difference is, the difference when you've really done deep work rewiring your brain. I had a client once who, from my networking, my group, my business networking group, there was the acupuncturist in the group was going to do a demonstration, and he asked for a volunteer. And she said, oh yeah, I'll volunteer. And so she volunteers. And then later she thought, oh, I never would have felt comfortable taking my top off in front of 100 people if it's not from the work we were doing together, because we were doing work about confidence.
Wow. Awesome.
And so if not for the work, it wasn't even any conscious thought in it. It was just an organic, because that is her nature. The truth of her nature is to be helpful and to be, you know, of course, yeah, I'll volunteer. It was the stories that would get in the way. What are they going to think about? And she didn't have any of that. The nonsense in the way, she just could be her true self in that moment. And it's so beautiful.
How nice is that? I mean, it's so obvious that you absolutely love what you do. You're very passionate about it.
Yes.
Why do you love working with people so much? What gives you the buzz?
Well, because no two people construct reality in exactly the same way. And I just delight in uncovering. It's like every person has their own unique
puzzle, like another puzzle you have to solve.
The puzzle that we have to solve. And I treasure being able to support people in discovering who they truly are, the fullness of who they are, because for me personally, I know the difference it's made in my life and in the people that I serve. You know, when we tap into who we truly are and we can bring that forth into the world, it's just, I can't think of any greater gift. You know,
like, so it must be so. It's incredibly satisfying for you and incredibly liberating for your patient or your person that you're working with.
Yeah, my clients. Yeah, that, you know, our presence is the greatest presence, and it's the things that we've the stories that we've learned that get in the way of that authentic presence. So it's really about coming home to self.
Wow, beautiful. I think that's a fantastic place to kind of finish the conversation, coming home to self. I love that. That's just beautiful. So Divya, tell us a bit about how people can get in contact with you and get those resources, and I'll put any links as well in the show notes for everybody. But tell us how they can get into contact with you.
So intrinsicbrilliance.com.au is where you can find me. There's a contact us page. You're welcome to send me a message. Love to hear from you there. I'd love to offer the Success Simplified Masterclass. It's intrinsicbrilliance.com.au/success-simplified. It's there on the website. And that's a resource that any of you listening can really benefit from. So.
That's fantastic.
I'd love to offer that.
That's it. Well, Divya, thank you so much for coming in and sharing your passion and your expertise and your story. And I can really see that, you know, you really care, and I think you'd be a fantastic person to work with. If people want to come home to self, I love that expression. So really appreciate you coming on the show, and I hope you had fun as well.
Yeah, I loved it. Thanks for having me, Darren. It's been great chatting with you.
Absolute pleasure. And for everybody out there, if you're looking to just understand a bit more about what Divya does, I'm going to put all the notes in the links and the notes in the show notes, including that five-step program. And we'd thank you so much for joining us here on a Tuesday morning. And we hope you had a lot of fun, and we hope you learned a lot, hope you get a lot of value. And we'll see you very, very soon for another episode. And thanks again, Divya.
Bye for now.